奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'd like to bear witness for the Lord.
愿神祝福所有来参加的亲朋好友跟弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord bless every friend and brother and sister.
我们也求主耶稣也能够看顾并且祝福每一位。
May the Lord watch over us and bless everyone.
那今天晚上跟大家谈分享的是圣灵的更新。
This evening, the message I'd like to share with you is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
当我们在人生的生活里面学习得到一些体会的时候，也会非常的快乐。
In our lives, it is always a joy to experience and learn something from our experience.
当我们为自己所努力的、所付出的得到成果的时候，我们也非常的快乐。
And when we see the fruit of our effort and labor, we also rejoice.
当我们的生活得到改善的时候，我们也觉得非常喜乐。
When our life conditions improve, we also rejoice.
但是，人生活在这个世上。
But as human beings who live in this world,
有很多时候并不是因为物质的生活就能够真正叫人满足。
We cannot be satisfied fully just because we have material possessions.
所以有更多美好的事物应当可以去体会才是。
There are many other wonderful things that we should experience.
圣经也特别将这样的生活做了一种阐明。
And the Bible explains to us this kind of life that we should seek.
我们请看罗马书十四章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十四章的十七节。
Chapter 14 verse 17.
十七节
Verse 17,
因为神的果不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐，在这里告诉我们了。
This verse teaches us this.
除了我们在追求人的生活以外
Other than seeking our material living,
这里谈到说神的果并不在乎吃喝。
We need to understand that the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
神的果在哪里？
What is the kingdom of God?
就是有神引导的神的真理的这种生活。
The kingdom of God is a life under God's guidance.
我们很直接会想到的就是教会的生活。
Something immediately comes to our mind, and that is our church life.
我们有很多亲朋好友当开始在接触的时候。
That's why there are people who come to the church for the first time.
我们过去也是一样。
And this also applies to us.
接触习惯了这种人的生活。
Because we are used to dealing with different types of people.
一旦开始接触这种有神的教会的生活的时候，
When we come into contact with the church that has the life of God,
这是一种新的体会。
We receive a new experience.
所以有一些思考可能要做一种很认真而且是很渴慕的这种思想来做一种生活的体会。
Therefore, we should treasure this experience and make it part of our lives.
所以这里介绍有两种生活呢。
This verse tells us about two kinds of lives.
这里谈到神的果不在乎吃喝。
God's kingdom is not a matter of eating and drinking.
其实就是一般人在世上的一种所有物质追求的肉身的生活。
The life of eating and drinking is the material living that the people of this world seek after.
不可否认，每一个人都需要这种生活。
We cannot deny that everyone needs this lifestyle.
因为还活着，肉身在世上。
Because we are still alive in the flesh.
但是在罗马书特别谈到有一个神的国度的生活。
But the book of Romans tells us about another kind of life in God's kingdom.
这种生活并不在乎肉体的吃喝。
And this life does not consist of eating or drinking.
对神的儿女来讲。
And for God's children.
对有心要来追求认识神的人来讲。
For those who seek after God.
就必须要除了这个肉身的生活以外，还要再去建立追求一个有公义、和平和圣灵中喜乐的生活。
Besides their material livings, they must seek a spiritual life, one that is filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
公义、和平，简单说，就是有神的真理学习的这种生活。
Righteousness and peace refers to a life that is based on the truth of God.
但是在这里谈到圣灵中的喜乐。
What about the joy in the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是从神来的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit from God.
当他这个灵临到人的身上的时候
，When the Holy Spirit comes upon a person，
就会让人体验到这种神的存在。
The person experiences God's existence.
不但是这样呢
，Not only so，
会让人呢、啊、体会从没有过的一种圣灵中的快乐。
This person can experience a joy in the Holy Spirit that he never experienced before.
尤其有神的灵帮助我们人真的很幸福。
With the help of God's Spirit, we are indeed blessed.
开始学会怎么认识自己。
Because through this experience, we learn to know ourselves.
开始具备有要怎么样分辨这个是非善恶的生活。
We begin to discern what is right and wrong.
所以我们看到有很多亲朋好友得到圣灵的时候，
That's why many of our friends who have received the Holy Spirit
哇他那种快乐
were filled with joy.
真是令人羡慕耶。
And that is truly admirable.
因为他体验到真是从神来的这种属在灵里面的快乐。
They have experienced the spiritual joy from God.
所以每一个人事实上接受从神赋予的生命。
Everyone can receive a life from God.
也应该有这样的渴慕应该要得到神圣灵的这种改变。
So not only should we seek material life, living, we need to seek a renewed life from God.
当人体会到的时候
，When we experience this kind of life,
所感受到是那种内心的快乐，影响到我们实际这种行为的动作。
We will have inner joy that transforms our conduct and life.
当我们还没有谈到圣灵的快乐会让我们得到改变的时候。
Before we talk about how the joy of the Holy Spirit can change us,
对，我们就先谈一谈这个圣。
Let's first talk about the Holy Spirit Himself.
今天在这世上，从圣经里面我们可以看到有四种灵。
According to the Bible, there are four kinds of spirits.
一种灵就是人的灵。
The first spirit is that of man.
根据圣经记载，人有灵才会有生命啊。
The Bible tells us that man is alive because of the spirit within.
所以我们常常会讲人有灵魂呢。
That's why people say that human beings have spirit and soul.
当我们离开我们肉身的时候，我们就缺乏了生命了。
When our spirit and soul leave our bodies, we die.
就不能做什么。
And we cannot do anything.
就归回尘土了。
We will return to dust.
跟这世界永远说再见。
We'll be cut off from this world.
第二种灵啊。
There is a second kind of spirit.
就是我们谈到的。天使的灵
And that is the spirit of angels.
他这个灵来是要顺服这位创造天地万物真神的这个话。
The spirit of angels must submit to God, the creator of heaven and earth.
所以有天使的灵。
So that is the second type of spirit.
再来第三种灵啊。
The third type of spirit.
是出自一种邪恶叫人败坏贪爱世界的魔鬼的灵啊。
Is an evil spirit that causes corruption and love of the world.
所以有时候勉勉偏偏我们不想做，但是有另外一种力量想要去叫我们去贪做这样不义的事。
That's why sometimes even though we know what is right, we are controlled by another force to do the wrong.
从圣经里面谈，这叫做魔鬼的灵。
The Bible teaches us that this is the evil spirit.
良善的灵。
It is not of a good nature.
作恶的灵。
It is a spirit that does wicked things. The fourth kind of spirit is the spirit of God. God's spirit is holy. It is good. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, the weak flesh, we will be strengthened and changed. We will experience that God is real. And our lives will be greatly transformed.
所以今天你我大家都需要神的灵的帮助。
Today, every one of us needs the help of God's Spirit.
可以去体验，甚至祷告追求。
You can experience God's Holy Spirit and receive the Holy Spirit.
这个神的灵啊，也就是主耶稣在升天之前应许要给他的儿女。
Before the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he promised the Holy Spirit to his children.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》第一章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第一章的第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。在这里主耶稣亲自应许说，
Here the Lord Jesus gives us his promise.
圣灵降临的时候，
When you receive the Holy Spirit,
我们就必得着能力。
You will receive power.
是因为出自于神的这种赏赐的灵啊，所以我们会得着各样的能力啊，来兼顾我们的人的生活。
Because this spirit is from God, we will be strengthened and live a life of power.
真的五旬节到了，
The Pentecost came.
门徒聚集在耶路撒冷，同心合意祷告，等候神降圣灵。
The disciples gathered in Jerusalem to wait for the Holy Spirit.
在一节到四节，我们就看到圣灵大降。
In chapter 2, verses 1 and 4, it tells us the Holy Spirit came mightily.
事实上，神的灵要降临到人身上。
For the Holy Spirit to come upon a person.
这个在旧约的时候，先知早就预言宣告，将来人要被神的灵浇灌。
It is the fulfillment of the promise in the Old Testament that God's Spirit will fill all flesh.
然后离开黑暗。
So that human beings will turn from darkness.
归向有神的灵同在的这种见证生活。
And return to God and have God's presence in their lives.
圣经的有一个叫约珥的先知，他就这样宣告神的应许啊。
The prophet Joel in the Bible declared God's promise.
后来主耶稣道成肉身在世上传讲福音。
Later on, the Lord Jesus Christ came to the flesh to declare the gospel.
主耶稣更是知道离世归父的时间要到了。
When he knew that it was time for him to leave the world and return to his Father.
准备要受难了。
When he was about to suffer death.
就应许将圣灵保惠师要给他的儿女了。
He promised to give his children the precious Holy Spirit.
后来直到使徒行传第二章，我们就看到耶稣基督真的将圣灵赐给他的儿女。
And true enough, in Acts chapter 2, we read that the Holy Spirit was given to God's children.
所以我们说耶稣是信实的神。
So we say that Jesus is the faithful God.
从他口里所说出的每一句话都会应验。
And therefore, his every word will come to pass.
为什么我们说有神存在？
Why do we say that God is real?
当我们得到圣灵，我们就发现真的有神存在。
It is because we have received the Holy Spirit.
当我们体验到圣灵的能力的时候，就会发现神的每一句话真的是在引导我们每一个人了。
When we experience the power of the Holy Spirit, we'll realize what God's word has, what effect God's word has on us.
这个是一个非常真实的体验，神的应许是真的。
So this is a real experience, and God's promise is true.
也是证明啊，有神的灵同在赏赐，是我们是属于神的儿女了。
With the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit, we know that we are children of God.
所以这种体验啊，每一个人都可以得着。
This is an experience everyone can receive.
但是主耶稣又圣经里头又特别记载说圣灵的重要性是什么？
The Bible teaches us about the importance of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣向尼哥底母回答的时候，
When the Lord Jesus talked to Nicodemus,
必须要有圣灵才能进神的国。
He said that we need to have the Holy Spirit to enter God's kingdom.
你这保罗他向以弗所教会的这个信徒在阐明神的真理的时候，
When Paul wrote to the Ephesian church,
他说既然已经领受了这得救的真理，
He said, you have received the truth of salvation.
就会得着神应许的圣灵成为得基业的凭据。
You have also received the promised Holy Spirit as the deposit guaranteeing your inheritance.
所以我们看到得圣灵的这种体会是非常重要的一件事。
Therefore, it is very important for us to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们有很多的弟兄姐妹和亲朋好友，
many brothers and sisters and friends
都非常认真祷告体验圣灵的领导，
pray earnestly for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
除了以上我们所谈到的神的圣灵，
we have talked about several points about the Holy Spirit.
重点是神的圣灵会对我们有什么帮助？
But the question is,How does the Holy Spirit help us?
也就是当我们体验到圣灵的时候，会对我们有什么样的更新改变？
How can our lives be renewed when we receive the Holy Spirit?
有的人过去不相信有神呢。
Some people refuse to believe in God.
甚至有的不在乎耶。
Some don't even care.
但是他体验到神的灵的时候，
But when they receive the Holy Spirit, they begin to think about these serious issues. What kind of change takes place in a person? Please turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯诚、可喜悦的旨意，在这里告诉我。This
verse teaches us.
一般的人呐，都在这世界里面投入他的生活来为了生存。Most
people commit their lives to better their livelihood.
所以无形中，不论是好的信息、不好的信息，他都会接收到。
And people are bombarded by different kinds of messages.
甚至有些人就会投入这个效法这世界的现象。Therefore,
many people are influenced by the pattern of this world.
但这世界是客居的。But
we are strangers in this world.
我们并不是永远客居在这世界上。We
will not live here forever.
圣经里头告诉我们。The
Bible tells us.
我们是神所造的。We
are God's creatures.
将来我们还要归回到神这边呢。
We will one day return to God.
所以这里告诉我们说,
this passage teaches
us
not to conform to the pattern of the world. The Bible uses the word world to represent fleshly desires.
第二节这里谈到,
verse 2 tells us, this is the first phenomena after receiving the Holy Spirit.
就是心意更新而变化。
We will be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
心里被神的灵打开了。
Our hearts have been opened by God.
所以他会分别这世界对跟错。
We'll be able to discern right from wrong.
所临到身上或者所看到的每一件事, 他就会开始具有分别是非善恶的能力。
And we'll be able to discern what is best.
就会开始查验从神来的善良、纯诚、可喜悦的旨意，就是指着查验神的话。
And approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will, the Word of God.
所以回过来再看，当心意更新变化的时候，他就不会效法这世界。
When a person is transformed in his mind, he will no longer conform to the world.
意思就是说，他的心思意念。
In other words, his concept and mentality changed.
心被神的灵打开了。Because
his heart has been transformed.
受神的灵感动了。He
has been moved by God's Spirit.
曾经在一则新闻里面访问一个强害几个妇女，强奸又杀害几个妇女的一个凶嫌。A
news reporter interviewed a suspect that was allegedly raped and killed women.
记者就问了,
the reporter asked this person,
你为什么要做这件事?
Why did you do these things?
为什么要伤害对方?
Why do you do harm to others?
他回答一句话呢,
this was his reply.
我喜欢啊,
I felt like it.
你们敢吗?
Okay, do you dare to
哇,
do that?
我们看了那一个回答真的很不敢想象。
We were all shocked by his reply.
哇,
his heart was different from everyone else.
非常的这个野蛮。
He was very
这种人就是不认识神,
and this kind of people do not know God.
没有机会领受神的灵改变他,
their hearts are not transformed by God's Spirit.
这是很让我们非常讶异的一件心理。
So this kind of mentality sometimes astonishes us. But many a times
我们存着别样的想法,
we may have other kinds of thoughts.
或许有时候不是以自己我们自己需要的,
and thoughts about things that we don't necessarily need,
会伤害到别人,
thoughts about harming others.
但是这个时候要怎么改变呢?
How can we change?
纯的想法如果是对的,
if we have the right concept, we will have the right heart.
如果是错误的,
if we have the wrong mentality,
心里就偏差,
our hearts are astray.
所以在箴言里面这样记载,
Proverbs teaches us,
说我们人要保守我们的心, 胜过保守一切,
to guard our hearts above all else.
胜过保守一切,
We need to guard our hearts above everything else.
因为人一生的果效都由心发出。
Because our heart is the spring of life.
所以我这样想起来，我们的心、内心的世界、心灵非常重要。
Therefore, our inner world, our heart, is very important.
外在行为的表现
，our conduct，
不论好坏，都跟我们内在心理世界有关系。
Whether good or evil comes from our heart.
有的时候我们可以引导它。
Sometimes we can control our conduct.
但是有时候我们没有办法去控制心里的想法。
Sometimes we can control our hearts, but sometimes we can't.
这个时候我们需要神的灵帮助我们改变。
So we need God's Spirit to change us.
当领受圣灵的时候
，When we receive the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就会更新我们，就会有第一个改变，就是心意更新的变化。
The first thing the Holy Spirit will do is to transform our hearts.
第二个更新变化
，The second kind of transformation
是什么呢
？What kind of transformation?
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十一节
Chapter 4, verse 21.
如果你们听过他的道领了他的教学了他的真理就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人
22.
这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的又要将你们的心智改换一新并且穿上新人
24.
这新人是照着神的形象照的有真理的仁义和圣洁在这里告诉我
This is a teaching here.
一个领受神的灵改变的人呢、啊、
A person who has received the transformation of God
他有神的真理圣经的话给他作为一种学习的方向、
Will be guided by the truth of God
然后会得到什么改变呢
And what kind of change will take place
22节说
Verse 22
脱去旧有的行为了
They will put off their old selves
这个旧有的行为是怎么产生的
What causes the old self?
是因为自己肉体的私欲产生的。
It comes from the fleshly desires.
渐渐变坏。
And it is corrupted.
但领受神的灵改变的人呢
？But if a person receives the transformation of the Holy Spirit,
他就会有这样的变化。
He will have the new life.
在行为上的改变。
He will change his conduct.
为什么会这样
？What makes this happen?
得到圣灵的帮助。
It is the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以这是一个很好的见证。
This is a wonderful testimony.
所以领受神的灵啊，真的会让我们的外在行为也得到很好的更新。
If we receive the Holy Spirit, we will have new conduct.
在这里，圣经神的话这样教导，的确，我们所看到的也是如此。
This is the teaching of the Bible, and this is our experience.
再来啊，领受神的灵啊。
Next, when we receive the Holy Spirit,
会得到从神真正的帮助和引导呢
We will receive the help and guidance from God.
这种引导不单单是在今生的盼望平安
And this guidance is more than having a sense of security in this world.
而且引导我们要走向神同在有永远永生神的生命在的地方
but also guidance to the path of eternal life
那我们来看一下腓立比书第二章
please turn to Philippians chapter 2
第二章的十三节
chapter 2 verse 13
十三节
verse 13
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行为要成就他的美意在这里告诉
this verse teaches us
说我们人懂得立志行善
that we can will to do good
都是神在我们心里面运行
because of God's working
这个神也就是灵、啊
the God is spirit
所以我们也可以说都是神的灵都是圣灵在我们心里面运行、啊、
in other words it is the Holy Spirit who works in us
为了要成就神美好的善功
so as to accomplish God's good purpose
所以会去学习真理辅助真理
And so we may submit to the truth.
所以就会改变自己，行出更多更美的善事。
Our conduct will change, so we may do the good and right.
所以这是一个得到圣灵一个很好的见证。
This is a wonderful experience from the Holy Spirit.
而不会再贪求在最终的生活。
We will no longer indulge in the sinful pleasures.
我们看一下加拉太书第六章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第六章的第八节。
Chapter 6 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲收败坏。 顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生，在这里告诉我们。
This is the teaching of this verse.
神的圣灵跟我们息息相关呢。
The Holy Spirit has a lot to do with us.
当我们体贴世界肉体情欲的时候，
When we indulge in the sinful pleasures,
我们真的就这样做出去了，做出来了。
We will do evil.
就会从情欲收取败坏。
And reap destruction.
所以我们常常看到有很多作奸犯科啊，怎么越来越多？
We can see the increase of criminals.
这世界不会越来越变好嘞。
This world is not getting any better.
我们可以从一个现象看得出来。
And this is the reality.
这个监狱啊，越盖越大。
People are building bigger buildings and apartments.
本来监狱在大都市里面，连小城市里面也有监狱咯。
I'm sorry, people are building bigger prisons.
我有几次被安排到监狱里面去布道。
Once I was arranged to speak at a prison.
每一个都长得帅。
And every criminal was very handsome.
又很漂亮。
Very good looking.
因为我接布道的对象有男的有女的。
And they were both men and women.
他们监狱里面就安排让他们全部坐在那边听啊。
So the prison put these prisoners in the hall to listen to the truth.
随便问都是关二十年以上的刑期的。
And many of them have been in prison for more than 20 years.
身材很好嘞。
They were very well built.
体格很棒。
Very strong and good looking.
可惜啊，他们就顺从自己肉体的情欲做事了。
Unfortunately, they indulged in their fleshly desires.
最后受到法律的制裁啊。
Therefore, they were punished by the law.
当讲完的时候
，After my message,
也许我印象最深的就是面对那些死刑犯。
I was what left a deep impression on me was the criminals that faced death sentence.
安排那些无期徒刑跟死刑犯的。
Once I was arranged to have a talk with them.
讲完了，他们拍手都没有感情的。
And when they clapped, they had no feelings.
不知道是不是已经讲这些对他们很晚了，还是怎么样？不知道。
I don't know if the message was irrelevant.
我也很深的感触哎。
This left a deep impression.
当初那个做事情。
At the beginning of.
可以事先想清楚的时候。
A person should have thought more clearly.
他的代价就是这样的时候。
But if he doesn't,
或许很多的事情就要做一番的思考，才不容易这样啊。
A person must think twice before doing anything.
任何国家那个监狱越盖越大。
Many countries have bigger and bigger prisons.
越盖越多。
And they have more prisons.
有的甚至来回出去监狱不知道多少次了。
Many people come in and go out of the prisons.
人就是这样。
And that is what human beings are like.
所撒的种啊，
they sow according to the sinful nature.
败坏啊，
they reap destruction.
但你我大家很幸福。
But we are very blessed.
我们有机会听到说要顺着圣灵，就会从圣灵收永生，得到神的祝福。
Because we know that if we reap according to the Spirit of God, we will reap eternal life.
然后得到神的安慰。
And we will have the comfort from God.
得到神的帮助。
We will have God's help.
当我们有心体会的时候
，When we have the desire to seek after God，
得着圣灵的时候
，When we receive the Holy Spirit，
我们真的得到很好的这种喜乐感触了。
We will have great joy in our hearts，
会得到帮助。
We will have God's help。
所以我们刚刚以上跟大家谈的
，This is the message I have
shared。圣灵的更新
，The renewal of the Holy Spirit。
当我们得着的时候
，When we have this renewal，
会有更新变化。
We will be changed。
第一种现象就是让我们的心意得到更新变化。
The first kind of change is the transformation of our hearts。
会明了这种喜乐和神的见证。
We will have the joy from God。
第二个改变就是让我们脱去旧有的行为，成为一个新造的人。
And the second change is to put off our old selves and become a new person。
立志悔改过去的不对，然后进入到一个新领受新生命的那种人的样式。
We determined to forsake the sinful past and lead a new life.
当然，这需要神的能力的帮助。
All these are from the power of God.
所以，要到我们教会啊。
So we need to come to the True Jesus Church.
要接受洗礼的时候，我们通常会这样讲。
When people decide to be baptized, we tell them.
根据圣经这样说。
According to the Bible.
过去你的种种所犯的。
Whatever sins you have done in the past,
在洗礼的那个时刻，神为你钉在十字架上洗去 去了你的所有的罪。
At the time of baptism, the blood of Jesus Christ and the cross will wash away all your sins.
就是一张白纸。
And when you come out of baptism, you are like a blank piece of paper.
在神的面前，在属灵里面，你是一个新造的人。
And spiritually speaking, you will be a new person.
那受洗完呢？
After baptism,
这一条路你还是要奔跑啊。
You still have a long journey.
所以当你领受圣礼的时候，他帮助你走完这条天国的路耶。
But the Holy Spirit helps you to finish that journey.
当然，首先条件是你要顺服圣灵的。
Of course, the condition is that you must submit to the Holy Spirit.
就会在圣灵中啊，得到恩赐，得到能力，得到平安，得到恩典。
Then you will receive the gift, the grace, and the power of God.
这就是我们跟大家谈的圣灵的更新。
So this is the truth about the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
在这里就讲一个见证。
I'd like to share with you a testimony.
我们今天的人都很喜欢运用自己所学习得来的经验和思想，还有成就来判断很多的事。
Oftentimes we like to make judgments based on past experience and accomplishments.
当然，每一个行业都有自己专长。
Of course, in every profession, there are experts.
所以有时人就很容易用这样的经验呢，来成为自己的依据，或者是分享的目的。
So people who are experienced like to count on their past experience to make decisions.
但是有时候我们却发现，有很多地方并不是我们所能了解或胜任的。
But sometimes we run into situations that are beyond our understanding.
不信的话，可以试看看嘛。
If you don't believe me, try this.
那你如果是头痛，
if you have a headache,
那你又是男的，
and you are a male,
那你不知道头里面长瘤还是长什么，
and you don't know what's in your head, whether it's a tumor.
然后你到医院，你去挂那个妇产科医师，
and you go to the OBGY doctor.
对你有帮助吗？
Will it help you?
可能人家会说你神经病啊。
People will call you crazy.
真的。人的了解和学习的方向，很多时候啊，并不是真正的就能够适应各种环境。
So just because we know certain areas in life doesn't mean that we can apply them to any area in life.
当你爬到人生的最高阶段的时候
，When you have reached the top of the ladder in your life，
有时就更难适应这个一些事情。
And sometimes you will run into situations that you cannot cope with。
有一次我被好几年前被派到马来西亚吉隆坡协助教会圣工。
A few years ago, I was sent to Malaysia to help with sacred work.
他们安排了各种的讲习。
And they arranged seminars for me.
也安排了几天的这个布道会。
As well as several evangelical services.
我印象最深的。
I had a deep impression.
就是在吉隆坡市有一个教会举开布道会的时候。
Of this event, which took place during a convocation.
那一天晚上谈的也是这个问题，圣灵的更新。
During that gospel night, I shared the message about the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
有八十几个慕道者参加。
More than 80 truth seekers came.
他们非常用心了。
They listened attentively.
第一，因为开完讲席以后，他们就办布道会，所以是连贯下来的动作。
The evangelical service took place right after the seminar.
来了不少人参加。
Many people came.
其中有一位慕道朋友啊。
There was a particular truth seeker.
他原本是住在台湾的都市。
Who lived in a city in Taiwan.
然后全家移民到纽西兰。
But later on immigrated to New Zealand.
然后他被公司派到马来西亚吉隆坡市做一个公司的总经理。
He was sent to Gilombo in Malaysia to be a general manager.
可以说在他的能力啊，在他的生活经济都不是问题。
So he was very well off in his life.
那太太孩子就留在纽西兰。
But he left his wife and children in New Zealand.
因为工作，所以在马来西亚的吉隆坡市放假才回去。
He would stay in Malaysia and, unless he can go back during vacations.
他也非常喜欢这种生活。
And he enjoyed that kind of lifestyle.
回到家里是一个很好的父亲呢。
He was a good father at home.
但是在吉隆坡市是怎么样生活就不知道咯。
But nobody knew about his life.
上班以外怎么样我们就不知道咯。
And nobody knew about his private life.
这是多少人非常世人所羡慕的生活。
And so this is the kind of lifestyle that many people in the world envy. And there was a church member who came to know him. He told him, we have an evangelical service tonight. This member was very sincere. And before inviting him, the member prayed for God's guidance. So this gentleman came to our church.
他到教会才听说, 这个人是台湾来的传道。
And when he came, he found out that I was from Taiwan.
在正道的时候,
during the message,
他一直在听耶,
he listened carefully.
他从来没有听过这样的道。
He had never heard of such message.
因为他们拜的是佛教。
He was a Buddhist.
这个佛教要 要接受别的教也是蛮困难的。
It's difficult for people like him to accept.
所以他是抱着一种不信的心理来。
He came with unbelief.
是要回报我们这个信徒的诚意来意思意思给他看的。
He came just to do a favor for this member.
哎，但是圣灵的能力很大。
But the power of the Holy Spirit was great.
哎，那个信徒带他坐到前面第二排。
The member brought this gentleman to the second row.
哎呀，这翻圣经他也帮忙翻。
And he helped him turn the Bible.
念完了，他也很认真听呢。
He read the Bible and listened to the message.
哎，当我的眼睛扫过他的脸上的时候，发现，哎，他很认真听。
When my eyes landed on him, I noticed that he listened carefully.
就不知道咯。
But I didn't know how God would work on him.
哇，结果要最后谈要到前面求圣灵啊。
In the end, I invited everybody to pray for the Holy Spirit.
既然免费的, 他说,哎,也可以哦,
when he heard that this is free, he decided to try.
有些人错误的观念啊,
some people have this misconception.
不帮忙祷告是不是要给多少钱呢?
Perhaps they need to pay to receive the lay on hand. Some Christians from other churches ask me, how much do you have to pay to receive your laying of hands? I would say it's free.
神是大家拥有的，哎，我们不会因为这样来赚钱的，你就带诚实的心来就好了。God
is everyone's God. We will not make money out of this. Just come with a sincere heart.
心里想，哎呦，不用钱哦，那钱到前面试看看咯。So
he says, since this is free, I might as well try it.
要钱他就跑到后面去了。Or
else he would have gone to the back.
哎，感谢主，他就到前面来了。So
he came to the front.
他心里想啊。
He thought,
真的这个神有这么厉害吗?
Is God really so powerful?
就向神祷告,
he prayed to God.
他祷告的时候,他心里想,不可能啊,
when he was praying, he was thinking it's impossible.
他嘴巴按照我们的方法祷告,
he prayed according to our instructions.
他的身体就很用力夹紧了,
and he was very uptight. He made sure that he would not move.
身体很硬啊,
he was very stiff.
我到他的前面要按手的时候,
when I was about to lay hands on him,
这么硬啊,
I noticed how stiff he was.
当然我知道他可能心里想什么。I
knew what he was probably thinking.
按手在头上,
I laid hands on him.
奇妙的神呢,
God is miraculous.
他开始那个嘴巴讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣就不清楚了。
He tried to speak hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus, but he could not.
他还一直用力咬呢。
He tried to control his tongue.
我真想告诉他, 你不要这样做啦。
I wanted to tell him not to do that.
但是我没有讲,
but I didn't say anything.
我看,我圣灵怎么工作。
I watched how the Spirit, Holy Spirit will work on him.
那个舌头就自由地转动了。
Thank God his tongue began to move.
身体大大震动耶。
And his body began to vibrate.
哇,身体就放开了呢。
And he went free.
不但这样啊,
not only so,
还流泪耶。
He began to cry.
主啊, 感谢主会讲耶。
He said, praise the Lord.
哇, 然后就灵也非常的清楚。
And he spoke tongues fluently.
哇, 祷告到, 那个鼻子也在工作啊,
he began to have running nose too.
哎, 哇, 感谢主啊。
And thank God.
哇, 最后祷告完了。
After the prayer,
他站起来说, 有神, 有神,
he stood up and said, God is real.
哇, 感谢主耶,
praise and thank God.
所以那个哥林多前书12章讲的第三节说, 唯独被神的灵感动了才会说感谢主, 真的是这样的。
That's why 1 Corinthians tells us that only those who are moved by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣好厉害耶,
thank God.
哇, 太好了, 太好了。
So he said, Jesus is wonderful.
他控制不住。
He cannot contain himself.
一个不信的人,
from an unbeliever.
一个不相信有神的人,
or from an atheist.
神让他体验到圣灵心意改变。
He became a new person after receiving the Holy Spirit.
后来结束他抓我到旁边分享他的体验。
After the service, he pulled me aside and told me his experience.
告诉我说田传道,
he said, preacher Tian.
哇,得到了圣灵啊。
I received the Holy Spirit.
是不是会跑掉啊?
Will the Holy Spirit leave me?
我说你真心的求得就不会啊。
I said, if you are sincere, you will not lose the Holy Spirit.
他也不会离开你啊。
If you determine to submit to Him, you will not leave.
除非你再回去又做以前不好的事，圣灵就离开啊。
The Holy Spirit will leave you if you turn back to evil.
或者你的心里怀疑就离开啊。
Or if you doubt Him,
圣灵就不充满了。
You will not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我这样啊。
He said, is that true?
握住我的手说，天传道，我从现在起行为也要做好了。
He held my hand and said, from now on, I'll change my life.
我就看着他。
I looked at him.
你当总经理还有什么行为不好啊?
What do you mean? You're a general manager. What kind of conduct, misconduct can you have?
哎呀，这个嘛，反正我立志要做好就对了。
He said, well, anyway, I'll just be good from now on.
哎，他真的很有心呢。
And he was very determined.
他就每一次就参加。
He attended every service from now on.
那一天晚上回去。
And one night, that night he went home.
他从来没有跟太太讲那么多话呢。
Before that, he never spoken so much with his wife.
从马来西亚打电话到纽西兰呢?
But that night, he called from Malaysia to New Zealand.
打电话过去的时候啊,
and as he called the wife,
他就跟他太太分享那个追求教会的圣灵，好快乐。
He shared with him, with her his joy and
哇,
the Holy Spirit.
讲了一个小时耶,
he spoke for an hour.
说挂断电话还是很快乐。
And after he hung up the phone, he was still felt happy.
晚上没有睡多少时间，结果上班还是一样有精神啊。
He did not sleep many hours, but he still had the very great energy.
下班到教会就来找我们了。
And he got up from work, got off from work early the next day.
他来找我们的时候,
and came to look for us.
他说天传道神真的很奇妙。
He said, preacher Tian, God is truly wonderful.
昨天晚上打给我太太的时候,
last night as I called my wife,
讲了一个小时,
I talked for an hour.
说我太太前一天晚上, 我们信徒也带他们参加家庭聚会, 他太太也得到圣灵耶。
And the funny thing is, the night before that, my wife was brought by a church member.
前一天晚上太太得圣灵啊。
And she received the Holy Spirit.
但是不敢跟先生讲耶，因为先生很凶啊。
But she did not dare not tell the husband because the husband was very fierce.
没有想到隔天太太在马来西亚，这先生在马来西亚得圣灵耶。
But who knew that the husband also received the Holy Spirit the second day.
两个快乐的夜阳电话一个小时耶。
So both of them were so happy and they talked on the phone for an hour.
不信你试看看，你不快乐，你打给太太可以讲多久电话？
If you don't believe me, try calling someone you don't love and talk for an hour.
我看你很多时候是电话嘣，你丢的挂断啊。You
probably hang up the phone.
哇，在圣灵中的喜乐很特别。But
the joy in the Holy Spirit is special.
哇，他就常常每个月都故意派很多休假回那个纽西兰呢。So
he started to find time to go back to New Zealand more often.
到了一段时间。
After a period of truth,
接受洗礼了,
he was baptized.
刚好接受洗礼的时候,
during baptism,
有连总派一位台总资深的传道者到那边帮忙。
And the IA sent a minister from Taiwan.
然后他特别跟那个传道人这样讲。
And this brother talked to this preacher.
说你到了台湾要跟田传道讲哦，我已经受洗了，请他放心。
And told him, when you go back to Taiwan, tell preacher Tian that I've been baptized so he can take heart.
所以人真的很奇，有神的灵引导的是非常奇妙。
So when God's Spirit guides us, it is
miraculous.
From an unbeliever to a believer.
这是圣灵的工作。
That is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这是被圣灵充满引导的人。
A person who is filled and guided by the Holy Spirit.
从一个悲伤软弱的人。
Will turn from his sorrow.
进到懂得靠神有力量生活.
Will enter into the strength.
这是圣灵的更新改变，让我们有能力.
This is the renewal of the Holy Spirit and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
从一个没有指望的人,
from a person of despair.
进到有主耶稣生命指望的人.
We will become a person of great hope.
这是圣灵的引导.
This is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们有很多人也得到这样的改变.
Many of us have received this kind of renewal.
真的，圣灵会教导帮助.
True enough, the Holy Spirit will guide us and teach us.
帮助我们得到更新,
so that when our finite lives are renewed, we will have the hope of eternal life.
所以我们也非常盼望我们亲朋好友。
So it is our hope for our friends.
真的能够拨空这样的时间，好好努力查考，也愿意得着这样的改变。
That you can take the time to study the Word of God and also receive this renewal.
神就会在你心中。
And God will live in your heart.
神就会眷顾我们。
And God will take care of you.
因为他在圣经借着他的灵应许许多美好的恩典无极的事。
God has promised us many blessings in the Bible.
我们看看这位总经理。
Look at this general manager.
他得到改变。
His life was changed.
他过去也非常相信自己的能力。
He used to trust in his own strength.
相信自己的学识。
He trusted in his education.
相信自己的经验。
He trusted in his own experience.
所以他可以在某一方面的工作里面担任这么重要，而且带领指挥更多的人呢。
That's why at his job he was able to have such a commanding power.
但慈爱的神的怜悯呢？
But by God's mercy,
进入他的心中。
The Holy Spirit came into his heart.
开始懂得原来这世界有这么一位神，要人来敬畏他，服侍他。
He realized that there is this God in this world that we must worship.
所以这种人生的转变。
This was the transformation of God.
还是什么圣灵的更新改变。
It is due to the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
让他全家得着神美好恩典的福气。
He and his household received God's blessings.
我们试着可以交托这样的神来帮助我们。
We can also learn to trust this God.
我们更需要他的灵在我们生命里面成为一个最好的依靠的力量。
Let's ask His Holy Spirit to live in our hearts and become the strength of our lives.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless you all.